30 years ago this week, Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz debuted on National Public Radio. Nearly 700 shows later, Piano Jazz is still going strong. To celebrate Public Radio's longest-running and most listened-to jazz performance show, we present Marion's very first program from 1979. Her guest was Dr. Billy Taylor.
It's a long time since I've heard that piece, and it's great to have you here.
It was nice to be here, Marion. It's good to see you.
Thank you. You know, that tune takes me back to, I think, as far back as the Hickory House, because you've always used that as a theme, haven't you?
For a long time. I used to use it on the radio as my opening theme, and then we used to play with the trio a lot, because I just like the minor blues. You know?
I know you do.
Do you play the minor blues at all?
Sure. Yeah. Sure, all the time. Different tunes that have names to them, but it's still the minor blues when you get down to it, and things like that.
I was never aware of the minor blues as an entity till I went to France, and a pianist said, would you play the blues in minor? And I had never thought about the blues in major or minor, you know. And all of a sudden, I found playing in minor was quite different from playing it in major, and I've been doing it ever since. It's a whole different kind of, for me, it's a whole different kind of structure.
Well, and also depending on what key you play it in, too. I mean, if you play like blues in G minor, is one kind of a sets up one kind of a vibration, and if you went to D flat or something, it would be a whole other
something
thing.
Something else entirely.
No, I love the minor blues. I'm just trying to think of the one I like. The Oscar Pettiford thing, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh that's nice.
And
he wrote some great tunes.
I know he did. My God, well, listen, you've written some great tunes. I don't see. Any point in waiting too long to have you do one?
Which one would you like to do? Well, this is a tune I wrote some time ago. It was based on improvisation. We were asked to play at a dinner some years ago, and it was for the a group called the National Council for the Arts and Government. And every time you do something like that, you always get some wise guy, and he says, "Can't you improvise something on our initials, NCAG?" And so, obviously, we couldn't do anything with the N, but the CAG we made up a tune on, and it sounds like this.
I was thinking while you were playing this, this is probably it's meant as a compliment. I hope you take it that way, that you, since I first heard you play, you've really improved and changed so much that it's like it's altogether different from the way it was years ago, although you were always a wonderful player.
Well, thank you.
And that's something I love. I guess I hate to see people stay static, you know, not move along with things. I heard all those free things, and you did some wild stuff. Did the people at that meeting, did they appreciate all those?
No.
Well,
we left the melody and we're lost.
Yeah, but you started with it and you came back to it, you know. But that isn't something they could exactly sing or whistle along with. Thank God. Well,
you're right. Well, they enjoyed it. But, I mean, it really interests me when you play for groups like that. Someone always says, improvise something. But they really don't want you. They want you to play around with a melody, you know, take something that they know and kind of go into it and play around. So on a couple of occasions, I've gotten into a Happy Birthday or something that I knew they knew. I said, well, you want to improvise? Here's the melody.
It's funny. Actually, the word improvise is getting almost to be a dirty word because you say improvise to kids, why don't you improvise something, and they kind of clam up and get nervous, and especially classical players. Do you find that?
Very much so. As a matter of fact, in the conservatory-type training, that's one of the things that I find most objectionable because it's distilled from the training of people. People who go into music school able to improvise come out not knowing how to anymore. In teaching, I find that one way to deal with kids is to refer to the process of improvisation like a conversation. And the conversation we're having now certainly could be done, you know, on a musical level. I mean, you could play something, I could play something. And, that kind of thing happens all the time. And yet, when you say that to a student, the student quite frequently does freeze up and says, well, no, I wouldn't sit down at the piano. I'll wait till I go home and practice or something and get it together. And that's too bad.
It is. This reminded me of something else, of the great composers years ago. Now, didn't they all have parts in the music, like the cadenza part that's all written out that you're supposed to play as is? Years ago, they had their own cadenza.
Well, not only that, but Bach and Mozart and many of the pianists who were composers didn't write out the piano part. They just wrote out the figured bass, which is just like our chord changes. And so they would write something for the choir or for the other instruments to play, but the piano score at that point was just figured bass so that they knew what was going on and could play around it. But they didn't write out nobody. Who had time to every Sunday write out a whole piano part for the clavier part or whatever, you know?
Well, I think they should bring that back in the schools. I mean, even for just strictly classical music, they should be required to play an extemporaneous part somewhere.
I agree, because that certainly is where the personal, one of the places where the personal dimension enters, and it's quite obvious when you listen to some of the young people improvise that they're quite good at it, and they've, despite the restrictions, have learned to do some of the things that are a part of the vocabulary that we use.
Maybe we could set up a little of that jazz conversation with this one.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.